What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, how do Muslim footballers cope with intense periods of fasting during Ramadan? Life in the Premier League will be a little different for some of the players this month. Those who are Muslim will be observing Ramadan. It's a month of prayers, reflection, community, and fasting to commemorate Muhammad's first revelation. That's when the first part of what would become the Quran became known to him. Those who observe fasting can't eat or drink from dawn until sunset, which, as you can imagine, proves particularly challenging for professional athletes. Mohamed Salah and Sadio Mane are both Muslim, and their customs are welcomed by Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp.
It's really nice to have him, not only him, but Sadio as well, because both are Muslims and live that as well. It's nice to have then somebody around full of joy, full of love, actually, and have all these is doing what he's doing around his religion, but he's in the middle of the dressing room, is sensationally good with all the boys, and so yes, he is very influential for us. And if somebody thought he's influential for the rest of the world as well, yeah, good.
So how does a footballer navigate the challenges of Ramadan? A former Liverpool player, Kolo Touré, has been talking about observing Ramadan during his playing days. He says that not drinking water after intense exercise was very difficult. But while some may see this as an almost impossible task for a footballer, Kolo Touré thinks about it differently.
This is a time of blessing. This is a time of praying more than ever. And I'm looking forward to it with the family, with the friends, and with all the Muslim community, and as well the non-Muslim community, because as you know, this is a moment where you have to share with other people from the world.
Kolo Touré says that his experience as a footballer during Ramadan was incredible. He says although the first week is very hard, after that time the body gets used to it and you stop thinking about the lack of water. Now at Leicester as a first team coach, Kolo Touré can help other players navigate the challenges of Ramadan. Last April, Leicester and their opponents Crystal Palace made an agreement with the referee to pause the match at sunset so the Muslim players could break their fast. Wesley Fofana, who gladly took on board an energy drink in the pre-agreed pause, later wrote on Twitter, "That's what makes football wonderful." Wonderful it may be, but as Kolo Touré explained, it's far from easy. Footballers are under pressure to make sure that there is no drop in their performance level while fasting.
You're working on environments and you're working with people, and you have to try to be as disciplined as possible, and by making sure that when you have time to sleep, you go sleep, you rest well, and when you come on the pitch and you train with your teammates, you give your 100%, and you have to make sure they don't notice that you're doing fasting, you know, and I think that's the key.
Being a Muslim athlete might also mean you have to ask for what you need to properly observe your religious practices. Ebadur Rahman is the founder of Nujum Sports. He's drawn up a Muslim athletes charter to help challenge organisations to recognise and provide appropriate support to Muslims in sport. The charter lists 10 things that Muslim players need, including places to pray, halal food to eat, and of course, being allowed to fast during Ramadan. It's designed to make teams aware of what's needed, removing pressure from the individual who might always feel they have to ask.
for the Muslim Charter, for it to be there, you know, it makes it easy for people. Easy for the Muslims to who are playing and who may not be asking for these things, or may have like feel kind of shyness towards that, you know, towards asking for these things. So perhaps there's probably, you know, a football player going, oh, I hope my team signs this charter.
The Premier League has an annual TV audience of around 4.7 billion. And so inevitably, Muslim players become ambassadors for their religion, whether they want that role or not.
When people are watching you, you do have somewhat of responsibility to, especially as a believer, as a Muslim, to act the way that a Muslim should, so that people understand who Muslims are.
So for players like Kolo Touré, observing Ramadan is especially important, not just to fulfil his duty as a Muslim, but to help others understand more about the religion. He says that in an increasingly multicultural society, that it's more important than ever that we get together and understand each other. He's not wrong. Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Playmaker. If you enjoyed today's story, why not share it with a friend? It was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and mixed by Imi Harper.
The Playmaker.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolfe. This week on Trendy, in 3 weeks' time, voters in England and Wales will go to the polls to choose local councillors, mayors, and police and crime commissioners. Why do these elections matter? Do they matter? And what do they tell us about the state of parties going into the general election?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss a single episode.